America has been rocked in recent days by the tragedy that took place in Charlottesville, Virginia, where protesters from two different points of view clashed. A car was driven through a group of protesters, and a young lady was tragically killed by an individual all representing what has been called the alt-right of American political speech, the unfortunate victim, a member of what has been called the alt-left. Unfortunately, these situations have continued in America, but the aftermath and the discussion at the highest levels with the American president, President Donald Trump, has continued to keep this in the forefront of a lot of minds, creating a great deal of controversy and concern. When we look at what took place, the clash of two different points of view, we have been seeing this take place on an ongoing basis in America in recent years. We've seen policemen shot in the streets. We have seen even terrorist attacks that have originated overseas take place. We've seen some even homegrown terrorism take place to claim the lives of innocent Americans. All of it is tragic. The debate, the discussion that has been taking place with what took place in Charlottesville is something that is particularly disturbing because of the racial implications, the anti-Semitic overtones that took place there. Fortunately, President Trump did, in very clear terms, talk about the Nazis, the anti-Semitism, and the evil that represents. We on Beyond Today certainly have a long record ourselves and in our publications and on Beyond Today media of condemning this as well, condemning anti-Semitism. Recently, Beyond Today went to Germany to tape programs for upcoming episodes. We spent a great deal of time at places connected with the Jewish Holocaust in Germany during World War II and prior to World War II. We went to sites and we filmed programs dealing with those topics, and we saw firsthand the impact of anti-Semitism, Nazism in the world scene. It has no place in America. It has no place at all among civilized society. So we need to be very careful how we look at all sides of this. As I step back from it, I look at the condemnation that has taken place, and from a biblical perspective, see that we perhaps need to go a step further to condemn exactly what is taking place whenever anything like this happens, and the extremism that is tearing at the fabric of American society and other parts of the world order right now. And when we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, there's a scripture that we often turn to help us to understand these times. The Apostle Paul writes, beginning in verse 1, that in the last days perilous times will come, difficult, destructive times of great evil, as he puts it here. He goes on to say that men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters and proud, blasphemers and disobedient to parents. In verse 3, he gets to perhaps more of what we're talking about here. He describes people as being unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, and despisers of good. And that certainly comes out in many different shades of the extremism that has been expressed in American culture in all different forms in recent times. And for a student of the scriptures, for the Bible, looking at the Bible to see what God's mind is on the subject, we should let these matters define how we view it all and how we even act. The one definition that has not been consistently applied is what we might call the definition of sin from a biblical point of view, the transgression of God's law. This is exactly what Paul is getting to when he brings out these conditions of the human heart and the condition that lead to the difficult, perilous times of what he describes as the time of the end. It is out of the heart of man, as Christ himself said in Mark chapter 7, where these evil thoughts come and then unfortunately get translated into many different actions of evil and hate, destruction, and death. The perspective that God gives us is the one we should strive for to help to understand what is taking place and also to back away from it in our own personal lives to make sure that we don't get caught up in any form of evil and descriptions of times and actions that are described here. Strive for a righteous approach, and that's going to keep us on a more biblical point of view. Help keep that in mind. It will help you to have a perspective which represents the Bible and the mind of God on the matters such as what happened in Charlottesville and other matters that take place in our world today. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.